I'm going to read from the book of John, chapter 11, verses 1 to 6 first. There was a man named Lazarus who was sick. He lived in the town of Bethany, where Mary, her sister Martha, lived. There is the woman who laid some perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. Mary's brother was Lazarus, the man who was sick. So Mary and Martha sent someone to tell Jesus, "Lord, the one you love is sick." When Jesus heard this, he said, "This sickness will not end in death. It is for the glory of God. This has happened to bring glory to the Son of God." Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. But when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was for 2 more days. I'm now going to read verses 11 to 27. Then Jesus said to his followers, "Let us go back to Judea." The followers said, "The teacher, the Jews that tried to kill you with stones, that was only a short time ago." After Jesus said to this, he added, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to wake him." The followers said, "But Lord, if he can sleep, he will get well." Jesus meant that Lazarus was dead, but Jesus' followers thought that he meant Lazarus was really sleeping. So then Jesus said plainly, "Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sake that I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him now." Then Thomas, the one called Didymus, said to the other followers, "Let us go too. We will die with him." Jesus arrived at Bethany. There he heard that Lazarus had already been dead and in the tomb for 4 days. Bethany was about 3 kilometers from Jerusalem. Many Jews had come there to comfort Martha and Mary about their brother. Martha heard that Jesus was coming and she went out to meet him. But Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, God will give you anything you ask." Jesus said, "Your brother will rise again and live again." Martha answered, "I know that he will rise and live again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will have life even if he dies. And he who lives and believes in me will never die." "Martha, do you believe this?" Martha answered, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God. You are the one who is coming to the world."
Yeah, thank you very much for reading that for us. That's brilliant. Let me just say, it's really lovely to have Don and Gloria with us. And if you're a regular here in St. Mary's, you may Don and Gloria. They haven't been able to come to church for months because God's had a very important operation, but they're here today for the first time in months, so it's really lovely. I don't even see where they are. There they are. It's really lovely to have you both with us, so welcome back. Now, we're thinking this morning about what Easter's really all about, and this part of John's Gospel gives us a brilliant answer, and we're going to see a wonderful truth. And then we're going to sing a song, and then we're going to read a little bit more, and then we're going to see a sign that points to this wonderful truth. And the wonderful truth is this, up on the screen, that Jesus gives everlasting life. That's the wonderful truth that we're going to see from this Bible passage. That's what Easter's really all about. Let me remind you how it starts. There was a man named Lazarus who was sick. He lived in the town of Bethany, where Mary and her sister Martha lived. So Mary and Martha sent someone to tell Jesus, "Lord, the one you love is sick." And here's a picture of Jesus getting the message. Someone brings him the message, "Lord, the one you love is sick." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. But when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was for 2 more days. Now that's very odd, isn't it? Why did he stay there for 2 more days? Jesus is well known for being a famous healer. Surely Jesus would have gone there straight away. I mean, friendly air, if you had a friend who was really ill and needed help them, what kind of help might you give them? Going back up. What could you give them? You could give them love. How could you show your love? You could give them maybe your money. You could bring some medicine around, or maybe you could bring God's honey. You could give them a phone and a phone number for a doctor. Okay, yeah, brilliant. Here we go. I thought maybe you could bring some food around, or you could bring some medicine around, or maybe if you were grown up and you could drive, you could even drive them to hospital, couldn't you, if they needed that? But here, Jesus deliberately does nothing for 2 days. But it's because he has something amazing in mind. Jesus said to his disciples, "Lazarus is dead. And I'm glad for your sakes that I wasn't there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him now." Jesus is saying, if I'd been there with Lazarus, I'd have healed him. But I have something much bigger in mind than that. For your sake, I'm glad I wasn't there. Because I want you to see what I'm going to do. And as we're about to see, Jesus is going to show them the truth. It's at the top of the screen. He gives everlasting life. So off they go, and it was a day's journey. And verse 17, Jesus arrived in Bethany. There he learned that Lazarus had already been dead and in the tomb for 4 days. Now that's a long time, isn't it? But he's been in the tomb for 4 days. That means that he is totally dead. He's completely dead. In England, we have a saying, he's as dead as a doornail. He's completely dead. Now, does anyone know what this is? Just shout out if you know what this is. This is quite an easy one. What's that? It's an ambulance, isn't it? Now, that wouldn't help Lazarus, would it? He's completely dead. An ambulance won't help him. Or does anyone know what this is? Does anyone know what that is? A defibrillator. Very good, very impressive. You know that. That's a bit of kit, and you put it on someone's chest and it restarts their heart if their heart stopped a few minutes ago. But he's been dead 4 days. That's not going to help him, is it? Lazarus is completely dead. And Jesus is now very near their family home. And Martha, the sister, heard that Jesus was coming and she went out to meet him. But Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you'd been here, my brother would not have died. You could have made him well, Jesus." She believes that Jesus is powerful. And Jesus and Martha now have a very important little chat. We're going to see the wonderful truth at the top of the screen that Jesus gives everlasting life. Just look at these next words up on the screen. Jesus said, "Your brother will rise and live again." Martha answered, "I know that he will rise and live again in the resurrection on the last day." Now, resurrection, that's a big word, isn't it? I wonder if any of the children here know, what does it mean when we talk about Jesus' resurrection? What are we talking about when we say that? Maybe somebody hasn't answered yet. What's right? Brilliant. It's when Jesus comes to life again. That's what we mean when we talk about Jesus' resurrection. But did you notice, look up at the screen, can you see the bit in yellow? Here Martha talks about the resurrection on the last day. Martha means when all Jesus' people will come alive again on the day when Jesus comes back. Now let me do something to help us understand that a little bit. Can everyone look at my friend waving here? See my friend waving there? There we go. I'm going to show you something. Jesus rose from the dead, and it's been like this. So Jesus has risen, and he's the king, so he's got a crown, he's risen from the dead. But that's what we're talking about when we say Jesus' resurrection. But Martha here talks about the resurrection on the last day, and that's when all of Jesus' people will rise. So just for a moment, I want us to pretend that we're all Jesus' people. I know that not some of us here have not yet been. things about Christianity. But let's just pretend that we're all Jesus people. So would you all please stand? Thank you very much. And that's a picture of all Jesus' people being raised by God to eternal life on the last day. If you take a seat. So that's the difference. Jesus was the first one raised. And then at the resurrection on the last day, like it says in yellow, all of Jesus' people will be raised. And Martha says, well, I know that Lazarus will rise and live again on that day because he trusted in you, Jesus. And Jesus now says some very famous words. Have a look at the screen again. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will have life even if he dies. And he who lives and believes in me will never die. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus is full of energy. He's full of eternal life. He's the Son of God. He's the one who made the universe. He's the one who made the world. He's the one who made the mountains and the lakes. He is absolutely full of energy and life. He's the Son of God. And if we trust in him, Jesus gives everlasting life. He died and rose again, so that if I trust in him, I will die and rise again in the future. And Jesus asks, Martha, do you believe this? And Martha answered, yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is the one who is coming into the world. And that's what followers of Jesus believe. They believe that, like it says at the top, that Jesus gives everlasting life. Now here's a mobile phone. And here's a charger. Now mobile phones are always running out of battery, aren't they? Then you need to plug them in, then you need to charge them up again. And then they run out of battery again. But imagine being able to charge a mobile phone so much that it never ran out of battery. That would be amazing, wouldn't it? That's a little bit like what Jesus is like. He's so full of life and energy that he will live forever. And if we come to him, he can make us live forever as well. Jesus is like that. It's a little bit like this. Sometimes we talk about how our mums give us life. That's true in a way, isn't it? Our mums give us life. Or maybe you think about going to the doctor and you think if you're very ill, the doctor can give you a bit more life. Maybe they can give you an operation or some special medicine like that. But do you know that every life still always ends in a funeral? Just like Lazarus' funeral. Here's a picture of my grandpa. And he died about 6 months ago. And we went to his funeral and it was very sad. And it was sad for Jesus as well. When he went to the funeral for his brother Lazarus, for his friend Lazarus. But Jesus claims that he can give everlasting life. And it's a wonderful claim. And Jesus asks all of us the same question that he asked Martha. He says, do you believe this? And some of us will say yes, because we've trusted Jesus. We're Christians. It's wonderful. Some of us might say, well, no, I don't. And some of us might say, do you know what? I'm not sure. But John is writing about this as an eyewitness. That means that he was there. And he heard Jesus say this. And he saw the sign that we're about to see recount. And it's a sign to help us believe that truth, that Jesus gives everlasting life. In a minute we're going to read a little bit more about the Bible, and then I'm going to speak for a little bit more. But before that, we're going to sing. So I'm going to hand back to Jeremy for a few minutes.
So I'm going to continue reading John 11, verses 28 to 44. After Martha said this, she went back to her sister Mary. She talked to Mary alone. Martha said, the teacher is here and he is asking for you. When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to Jesus. Jesus had not yet come into the town. He was still at the place where Martha had met him. The Jews were with Mary in the house, comforting her. They saw Mary stand and leave quickly. They followed her, thinking that she was going to the tomb to cry there. But Mary went to the place where Jesus was. When she saw him, she fell at his feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Jesus saw that Mary was crying, and that the Jews who came with her were crying too. Jesus felt very sad in his heart and was deeply troubled. He asked, "Where did you bury him?" "Come and see, Lord," they said. Jesus cried. So the Jews said, "See how much he loved him." But some of them said, "If Jesus healed the eyes of the blind man, why didn't he keep Lazarus from dying?" Again, Jesus felt very sad in his heart. He came to the tomb. The tomb was a cave with a large stone covering the entrance. Jesus said, "Move the stone away." Martha said, "But Lord, it has been 4 days since he died. There will be a bad smell." Martha was the sister of the dead man. Then Jesus said to her, "Didn't I tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they moved the stone away from the entrance. Then Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you heard me. I know that you always hear me. But I said these things because of the people here around me. I want them to believe that you sent me." After Jesus said this, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out. His hands and feet were wrapped with pieces of cloth, and his head he had a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, "Take the cloth off him and let him go."
So we've just heard some very famous words that Jesus said about the resurrection and the life. And what happens now in the bit that the Anna just read is that Jesus gives us a sign that that's true, that he can give everlasting life. So Martha calls her sister Mary, and Mary goes to Jesus. And I'll read the next little bit. It says, Jesus saw that Mary was crying and that the Jews who came with her were crying too. Jesus felt very sad in his heart and was deeply troubled. He asked, "Where did you bury him?" "Come and see, Lord," they said. Jesus cried. So the Jews said, "See how much you loved him." You see, Jesus is the Son of God, but he's also fully human. And he loved his family deeply. He weeps with the sadness of Lazarus dying. And here's that photo of my grandpa again, shortly before he died. And when we went to the funeral, the first person I met was my cousin Anna. And I love my cousin Anna. I couldn't help crying at that point when I saw her. And it's a bit like Jesus here. Jesus weeps because of the sadness of Lazarus passing away. He loved the family. It says again, Jesus felt very sad in his heart. He came to the tomb. The tomb was a cave with a large stone covering the entrance. Jesus said, "Move the stone away." Martha said, "But Lord, it's been 4 days since he died. There'll be a bad smell." It's a reminder that Lazarus really was dead. He was completely dead. He'd been in the tomb for 4 days. It was not a very nice thought, but his body was beginning to go off and there was a bad smell. But Jesus then said to her, "Didn't I tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" Jesus can do the impossible. And so they moved the stone away from the entrance. Then Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I know that you always hear me, but I've said these things because of the people here around me. I want them to believe that you sent me." Jesus is about to do something amazing, and he wants the people around to believe that God sent him. And he's about to give a sign that Jesus really can give everlasting life. like this: Lazarus, come out! Well, now let me just help Lazarus here, because he's tied up. I don't want him to fall over. So that's it, Lazarus, let me go. I take it out here. Now, Lazarus is tied up around. Lazarus would have been tied around the waist, and he would have been tied around his ankles, which means that he has to sort of shuffle or hop. And let me read the next one. You just stay there for a moment, Lazarus. And Jesus said, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out. His hands and feet were wrapped with pieces of cloth, and he had a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, take the cloth off him and let him go. He said, perhaps my helper can come and help untie Lazarus. Let me take this face cloth off, because this was separate. There we go. That's my helper. Here's my helper. There we go. You can't get the help sometimes. And there we go. So my helper will help untie Lazarus. Brilliant. There we go. Can I hang on to the cloths? Let me give those. Thank you very much. Let's give a clap to Lazarus.
Myself. I wonder if some of you, did any of you say
there. And you know, a man called J.R.R. Tolkien wrote The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings. Lots of people love those stories. And Tolkien said that people love fairy stories like these. He said that we have wants, desires inside of us that are very deep. Tolkien said we want to explore time and space. Tolkien said that we want to sort of connect with the birds and the animals and the world around us. Tolkien said that we want love that will never end. He said that we want good to have the victory over evil. And Tolkien said that we know that these fairy stories that we love are made up. But we love the stories because we want those things so deeply. Now, J.R.R. Tolkien was a Christian, and he said, we love these stories because they connect with the great story, with a capital S. And the wonderful thing about this story is that it's true. There is a good God, and he made the whole world. And we've turned our backs on him, but God has sent a hero to defeat evil and to rescue us. And if we turn to Jesus, he will give us everlasting life. And John writes as an eyewitness. He was there. He heard Jesus say these things and do these things. He saw Jesus raise Lazarus. He saw Jesus die. And he saw Jesus come back from the dead. And John's written them down. And he says, these are written so that you can believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Thereby believing, you can have life through his name. And as Jesus says to Martha earlier, he says to each of us, do you believe this? Many of us here today would say, yes, I do. And that's wonderful. If you're a follower of Jesus, that's brilliant. Let's celebrate today again all that God has done for us. He sent the rescue of Jesus. And he gives us everlasting life. Isn't that wonderful? Some of you here today won't be sure about Jesus. I'm really pleased that you're here. I wonder if you'd be willing to find out more. What if it is real? What if it is true? Wouldn't that be worth exploring? I'll say a bit later on about how you can do that here at our church. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will have life, even if he dies. Do you believe this? Let me lead us in prayer. Lord Jesus, we praise you that you are the Son of God, full of eternal life and